So well, thanks to Lord again that all the time when we come to Him, He responded us, isn't it? All the way, not only simple like I'm telling for the year on of the day, but whenever we need, 24/7, we look to the Lord, and Lord is so merciful. Even we have a lot of challenges, trials in our life, still He is there, and He is helping us to truly we may glorify Him. What we already yield through Him, it's only for His pleasure. So we are here to please Him, to glorify Him, and to honor Him. When we come to presence of the Lord, not only are as an assembly we are joining here, but when in our home, or individual in our office, or driving anywhere, we are walking through the street, Lord presence in us. And I'm sure at this moment, our living Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, who given the great salvation in our lives, He is midst of us. So that is not our any purpose, that is purpose of Lord, who created everything on the earth and beyond the earth for His own purposes, for His own pleasure. So that's remind today, and all of you may be encouraged to worship Him, because Lord wants to please Himself only, not to Him please us. Because we delight on the Lord, because He delight in us. So we look to the chapter Isaiah 42, verse 1 to onwards. I'll read for all of you. Everyone there? Isaiah 42, verse 1. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth. And the coastlands shall wait for his law. Those who say, God the Lord, who created the heavens and strings them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the peoples, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in the darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another. Let's pray. Heavenly praises, Father, my God, my everything's, Lord, who given your presence in midst of us, Lord, we look to you. Lord, I hide myself behind your cross. That's, Lord, giving us the true heart that comes from you, Lord. That the true spirit that you given us comfort to understand your words and reveals yourself among us, that may we glorify and honor truly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, dear brother and sister. The Lord's purpose for every creation, for His pleasure. This, the first verse is written where you can see, my elect one in whom my soul delights. He delighted what he created. He delighted what whom he chosen. For God is sovereign God. He, what he created, he knows much better than all of us. He seek all his pleasure among his people and among his creations. Before the creation of this earth, he was there. He created everything through his word. And he created us that we may truly glorify him and he may delight in us. So there is a purpose when we tell about Lord delight, all the creations, and he is getting pleasure all in his creations. Lord created everything, but still we lost. When we see through the Genesis, Adam went disobey the Lord and lost the relationship with the God. And it reminds us that God loves us so much. He had a great pleasure when he created everything, and after the everything, he has blessed the man who created on his own image. How much he has a pleasant, how much he has a love for us, that he created Adam with his own attribute and own nature, he putting together, and he want to see the all the holiness and the perfection and the righteousness of God through his creations. But disobedience of Adam and his temptations through the Satan's, he felt. But still Lord never lose his heart from away to the people who created so nicely, so lovely, that he wants to again want to build the relationship with the people whom he created on his own image. So we can see Genesis 3:15, where the serpent tempted Eve and Adam just lost and failed to obey the God's command. And that is the portion we also here read. The purpose, when he get pleasure to bring his son to in this world, O Lord. There is no need. Why Lord have found the delight, his every pleasure in his son to sacrifice him through the cross? What is the purpose? Anyone who love that his son may be on going to the death and he will be happy? I'm sure no. It's not I'm telling about you and me. The scripture also remind us when Jacob heard, even Joseph is not died, we know. But the false witness given through Joseph's brother that Joseph is died. And Jacob was so sorrow and sad. We can see that even not Joseph dead, but because he was felt that his son has died. He cried, he sad, he felt. So we can see even Jacob was a great servant of the God, but still there is a sadness. He can't sacrifice his son. Not any purposes, even can't hear, listen the death of his son. We can see the another occasions, the great king who was a servant of the God David, his son Absalom, when he heard about Absalom, David also cried out, "Oh, my son Absalom," isn't it? So what a thrust for love of the child. So how this context will arise that God has given his son not to only just bring us the salvations, but to make a purpose to going to the cross and make the way for you and me, that we may have a victory over the bondage of sin. So we can see the Joseph's dad and the David not have a pleasure to their son maybe go to the death, even they have a failure or something, whatever. But still, Lord has a great satisfaction. He sent Jesus Christ in this earth for the purpose to going to the cross for the death. So anyone born to death, we know, through the sin. But anyone who is the perfect, still is going to die. because Lord made him for you and me, that he might be delight on this death. On this death have the living purpose of you and me, that Lord can see that Adamic nature is put down to the grave through the Jesus Christ, and we bring through the Jesus Christ to glorify him, and he may delight, our Lord may delight, our God may also delight through you and me, and he can see in us that what he wants to do through us, it is happens truly. So sacrifice of Jesus Christ fulfill the faithfulness of our God. God is not a just simple God, not a dead God we are here to worship. He is truly living God, not I am telling or scripture is telling, because we are experiencing in our life each and every day. When we seek to the Lord, we need instant. We also heard today the testimony, dear Sister Kripa or other brother sisters telling. That means he is a living spirit who given us all the way his presence. He listens, he responds, and he given us his richness of grace, that we may have a life abundant. We may feel, yes, Lord, you are there. That is the delightness of our Lord. He always seeks his pleasure, his everything that comes through his sons. And thanks to the morning that Lord has given great opportunity you and me to come before him, that Lord has given his only son through the cross, who has sacrificed his whole life, telling the truth, doing the perfection, everything, walking through the truth. Isn't it? So still Lord faithful. You and me or simple people or whoever, the not can be like faithful servant, because we are changing ourselves. Until we change ourselves, we cannot be reached to that portion of what Lord asks to do. So Lord is not changing. Hebrews 13:8 remind us he is unchanging God. He is same yesterday, today, and will be same tomorrow. If he is changing, we should not stand here. We will be forsaken. Thanks to Lord for his faithfulness, that he make a promise that he will continue up to the death, will be silent. So Jesus Christ went to the grave, went to the cross, still keep silence, because he wants to do what his Father sent to do for us. That's why he keeps silence. He has a full authority, but still keeps silence. Thanks to God that Lord delights who pleased to doing his will. So Jesus Christ does the same thing. He has done what his dad told him to do. He done same will, and he performed same. We can see that when the John 17:4, someone can read John 17:4.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
Yes, thank you, brother. So you can see, Jesus told his Father, Lord, what you have given to me, I finished my work faithfully and I glorified you. Yes, our God delight and listen that what we have done, what he asked to do us. And he want to see that we really may glorify him. Jesus glorified him. How he glorified? He performed. He walked to the truth. Even there is a lot of temptations. Even we can see the John 4. He is tempted thrice. Even throughout the time also tempted. It was not easy. But he has a much faith, because he is the Son of God. He is the God himself. So Lord, our God was pleased because he wants to be glorified truly. He is sovereign God. He is not has simple power he has. He has have a fully control. He knows what he created. He knows about every creation, what needs. So that's why he always looking for his purposes. And we can see the Matthew chapter 3:17 where mentions after baptized Jesus telling from heaven, this is my beloved son, whom I well pleased. So what an acknowledgement, isn't it? What an acknowledgement for the God, how much He so loved His people and loved His Son. I think He loved His Son, but loved us much more than this. That way He sent His Son. That way He helped to perform to Lord that everything is fulfilled silently, that we may have a life, an abundant life. We may have a lot of failures. We know that is our Adamic sins in our lives. But still Lord is there. Lord is helping each and every day not to perform, but to listen Him and to do His will, to that Lord may delight in us. So that is the purpose. We can see that the sovereign Savior always be with us and helping us, that we may walk through the faithfulness of His, through this Spirit, Lord. And we can see there's so many psalms over there, that when the David pursued so many ways in his life, still he seek to the Lord, how he pleased to the Lord. Only we can listen, and Lord wants we may have it, that perfection that the Lord Jesus Christ had before. Lord has came, Jesus here, He performed, He obeys the Father's will, and He truly glorified His dad. So we are here today. We are here today to please Him, not through by our force, not through by our work, not to our any lips we can glorify Him. Because everything, earth and heaven, comes from Him. He is our Creator. He given that Spirit that which we belongs, and we have it, that Spirit of adoption that we call up the Father. We cry out, Dad, where you are? He listened, He answered, and we feel also pleased. What a communion with our Lord God Jesus Christ, and through Him with the Father. Thanks to God, that what a privilege always we have. With the people, we want to be delighted through our desire. We know that David written the Psalms 37:4. If you delight in Him, He will delight in us and give us our desire. Our desire, not like when we are coming on the church, it would be the change, that desire to be heavenly or spiritually. No. When we are accepted through our Lord Jesus Christ, through our Father, our destination's desire completely changed to be like Him. So we are here to worship Him, to fulfill His purposes, to see how He loves us, that He and only He given His only Son to be sacrificed for you and me. And we can say, yes, thanks Lord, this is You. Thanks Lord, this is Your love, who is always caring me and giving us the true Spirit. When Jesus leaving this world, He told, I am leaving, but I'll give My Comforter. He will send the Comforter. That is how much truth. When we've gone through the trial in our life, we can see the children's, or in our study, or in our office job, lot of trials, the simple things. But still, as a child of God, we look to the Lord, He responds us. Thanks to God for His loves, unconditional loves, which never going to be end, because His promise is eternal. So thanks, Jesus has chosen you and me for His loves, for His purposes, to please Him, not to do through the scripturally doing something, because we are not saved by our faith, but through His grace, through the faith of Jesus Christ. So we are complete through Him, by Him, and in Him. So let brother come and sing the new songs, that we may truly seek His praise, who is completely holy, who is the perfect, and who is the sovereign God. There is no one like Him that we are worshipping. Brings each one of our hearts and singing their songs, which given Lord the true Spirit, Lord, it is You and You alone. You are worthy. He deserved to be worshipped. He deserved to be praised. He deserved to be honored. Let's brother and sister come together with the oneness of the heart, the Spirit Lord given to you and me, that may please Him and truly glorify Him. Amen.